We are now in the fifth week of Lent. Next week begins what is traditionally known as Holy Week. This is the last week of Jesus' ministry leading up to the crucifixion on Friday. During this week, we see a glimpse into the intentional ministry of Jesus with those who were closest to him. As I recall the accounts of this week, imagine yourself being with Jesus. On Saturday, we see Mary anointing Jesus' feet. The anointing traditionally was a ritual preparation for burial. The significance of her act was unknown to the obedient woman who dried Jesus' feet with her hair. But her act, in fact, did prepare Jesus for what lay ahead. Sunday is known as Palm Sunday. On this day, Jesus enters into Jerusalem knowing the fate before him. He rode in on a donkey while those along the path laid down palm branches as a sign of welcoming the Messiah into Jerusalem. They were correct in the intention of their action. However, they did not understand what the Messiah was coming into Jerusalem to do. On Monday, Jesus clears the temple and challenges the religious leaders by performing miracles. Both of these things reveal the heart of God for all to be able to come to him, and that he is a God who desires to heal and to set free. Tuesday, Jesus debates with the religious leaders in the temple and then gives a teaching of the end times from the Mount of Olives, both of which demonstrate Jesus' authority and that he had in fact been sent by the Father. On Wednesday, there is nothing scripturally recorded of the work of Jesus with his disciples. It is assumed that during this day, Jesus took a day to simply fellowship with his disciples one last time. While Jesus fellowshipped with them, Judas went along to Jerusalem to make arrangements for the betrayal. Thursday is the famous account of Jesus with his disciples in the upper room. Here, Jesus established the sacrament of the Eucharist as a way of remembering the work about to happen on the cross during the Passover meal. He washed the feet of his disciples and challenged them to be known by the very love they received from him. Following this time, he and his disciples entered into the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus asked the Father if there is any other way for God to save his children, that it be done. Early Friday morning, Judas and the guards of the Sanhedrin entered the garden and arrested Jesus. Jesus was taken to three Jewish trials. Following this, he was presented before Pilate and Herod Antipas. The conclusion of these trials was that he was to be put to death on a cross. At approximately 9 a.m., Jesus was nailed to the cross. At about 3 p.m., he died and was taken down. One of the things we find as we look over this week is that amidst the tasks set before Jesus, the relationship with his disciples was never forgotten. In fact, Jesus was looking forward to this time with his disciples, and with his establishment of a means to continually remember God's saving work through him, we both see intimate fellowship and the intention to die for these very same people. Maybe you have heard Luke 22:14-22 before. As you are in this season of Lent, perhaps listen to it with new ears. As you have imagined yourself with Jesus leading up to this moment, now imagine being with him at the table. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." Thank you. imagine yourself with Jesus? Where are you in relation to the disciples? As he looks into your eyes, what does he say to you? What do you want to hear? What would you like him to say? Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, your beloved.